a steer. This translates to inspire or be inspiring. Here's the breakdown. A steer is a verb meaning to inspire or to be inspiring. It is the imperative form of the verb. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. It is often used in situations where you want someone to do something.
Apporter de la nourriture.
Bring some food. Breakdown.
Apporter
is the imperative form of the verb.
Apporter.
To bring, in the formal, vous form. This means it is a command directed at multiple people, or one person you want to address with formality.
De la
is the partitive article. This is used when referring to an indefinite amount of a noun. It indicates that there is some food, but we don't know exactly how much.
Nourriture
is the noun meaning food. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used to give commands or make requests. Partitive article, used for indefinite quantities of countable nouns.
Apporte à manger.
Bring food.
Apporte
is the imperative form of the verb.
Apporter.
To bring. It is in the second person singular, meaning it is a command directed at you.
À manger
is a prepositional phrase that acts as an object of the verb. It means to eat.
À
is the preposition to or for.
Manger
is the infinitive form of the verb to eat. The entire sentence is a direct command, meaning bring food to eat.
Allez chercher de l'aide.
Go get help. Breakdown.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Allez.
To go. It means go in this context. Since it's an imperative, it's a command.
Chercher
is the infinitive form of the verb to search or to look for. In this context, it functions as the present participle, meaning it describes the action of going.
De
is the preposition of or from. It indicates the source of the help.
El
is the definite article, the, which is shortened from
le,
because the following word
ed
begins with a vowel sound.
Ed
is the noun help. Key concepts. Imperative verbs, used to give commands or instructions. Infinitive as present participle, when used with
aller.
The infinitive functions as the present participle to describe the action. Definite article.
Le, elle, la.
The, is used to specify a particular noun.
Apporte du vin.
Bring some wine. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence.
Apporte
is the imperative form of the verb.
Apporter.
To bring.
Du
is a partitive article meaning some. It is used before uncountable nouns like wine.
Vin
is the noun for wine.
Apporter du vin.
Bring some wine. Breakdown.
Apporter. Apporter
is the second person plural imperative form of the verb.
Apporter.
To bring. This is a command directed at multiple people. Du.
Du
is the masculine singular partitive article used with uncountable nouns, in this case.
Vin.
Wine. It indicates an indefinite quantity of wine.
Vin.
Vin is the noun meaning wine. This sentence is a simple command to bring wine. The use of the imperative form and the partitive article indicates that the speaker wants the listener, S, to bring an unspecified amount of wine.
Please venir.
Can I come? This is a simple question form using the
pouvoir
verb in the interrogative form. It literally translates to, can I come?
Please.
Is the first person singular form of the verb
pouvoir
to be able to in the interrogative. It is formed by inverting the subject pronoun
je,
I, and the verb
puis. Venir
is the infinitive form of the verb
venir
to come. The sentence structure is very common in French. Interrogative word plus inverted subject plus verb plus rest of the sentence.
Puis-je aider?
Can I help? This is a very common and useful phrase in French. It's a polite way of offering assistance. Let's break it down.
Puis.
This is the third person singular form of the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to. Here it is conjugated in the present tense, specifically the interrogative form.
Je.
This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I.
Aimer.
This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Aimer.
Which means, to help. This is the question mark, indicating that the phrase is a question. So, the literal translation of this phrase is, can I help?
Sois sincère.
Be sincere. This is a simple imperative sentence in the familiar form, meaning it is directed at a person the speaker is familiar with. Sois is the second person singular imperative form of the verb être.
Être.
To be sincere.
Sincère.
Is an adjective meaning sincere. The sentence could be translated literally as, be sincere, but a more natural English translation would be honest, or, tell the truth.
Please chanter.
Can I sing? This sentence is a simple question in the
présent.
Present tense.
Please.
Is the first person singular of the
pouvoir.
To be able to, verb conjugated in the
présent.
Present tense.
Chanter.
Is the infinitive verb meaning to sing. The entire phrase is a question asking for permission to sing.
Puis-je rester?
Can I stay? The sentence.
Puis-je rester?
Means, can I stay? Here's a breakdown of the grammar.
Please.
Colon, this is the polite form of the verb, to be able, in the first person singular. It is a combination of the verb, pouvoir, to be able, and the pronoun, je, I.
Rester.
Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to stay. The sentence uses the interrogative structure, which is formed by placing the verb before the subject. In this case, the verb
puis-je
comes before the implied subject, I. This sentence is a polite request, and it is appropriate to use in formal settings.
Porte-le.
Carry it. This is a command in the imperative mood. Porte is the imperative form of the verb
porter,
which means, to carry. Le is a pronoun that replaces the direct object. It refers to a masculine singular object. So, porte-le means, carry it.
Attraper ça.
Catch that. This is a very simple imperative sentence in French.
Attraper
is the imperative form of the verb
attraper.
To catch, in the
vous
form, which is the formal you or the informal you when addressing multiple people.
Sa
is a pronoun meaning that. So,
atvape sa
literally translates to catch that, and it's a command to catch something that is being pointed at or referred to.
Atvap sa
catch that. This is a simple imperative sentence meaning catch that.
Atvap
is the imperative form of the verb.
Atvape
to catch. It is used to give a command directly to someone.
Sa
is a pronoun meaning that or it. It is used to refer to an object that is already known.
Verifi sa.
Check that. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Verifi
is the verb to check in the imperative form, second person singular. You are addressing one person and telling them to check something.
Sa
is a pronoun that stands for that and refers to something that has already been mentioned or is understood in context.
Regard sa.
Look at that. This sentence is very simple and uses the imperative form of the verb.
Regarde.
To look, which is
regard.
When addressing one person, the pronoun
sa
stands for that and is the object of the verb.
Vérifier cela.
Check that. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Vérifier
is the imperative form of the verb.
Vérifier,
which means to check or to verify. Since this is a command directed at a plural subject, you all, the verb is conjugated in the second person plural form.
Cela
is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned or understood in context. It can translate to that or this depending on the context. The sentence is a straightforward instruction to check that.
Vérifie ça.
Check that. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Vérifie
is the verb.
Vérifier
to check, conjugated in the imperative mood, second person singular, meaning you, singular.
Sa
is a pronoun referring to something that has been previously mentioned or understood in context.
Regarde ça.
Look at that. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
Regarde
is the imperative form of the verb regarde, to look. It's directly addressing the listener, telling them to look.
Ça
is a pronoun that means that and refers to something already understood in context.
Soyez honnête.
Be honest. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be in the
vous
form, you, plural or formal singular.
Honnête
is the adjective.
Honnête.
Honest, in the plural form, agreeing in gender and number with the subject.
Vous
implied in the imperative form of the verb.
Choisionner.
Choose one of them. The sentence uses the imperative mood, commanding the listener to choose one.
Choisi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Choisir
to choose. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to a single person.
Or
is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned. Here, It likely refers to a group of items or options. Is the indefinite article meaning one or a? Therefore, the sentence is an instruction to select a single item from a set of options.
Choisir un.
Choose one of them. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Choices is the second person singular, you, form of the verb choisir.
Choisir.
To choose. It's been conjugated in the imperative mood. N is a pronoun that stands in for the object of the verb, in this case, one. It indicates that the object is already known from a previous sentence, or context. Un.
Un.
Is the feminine singular definite article, the, which is used with feminine nouns, and the word, one, here is functioning as a noun, so it takes the feminine singular article. So, this sentence translates to, choose one of them.
Choisissez un.
Choose one of them. The sentence uses the imperative mood of the verb.
Choisir.
To choose, which is.
Choisissez.
In the formal.
Vous.
Form. The pronoun.
A.
Functions as a direct object referring to a previously mentioned set of items. The phrase is grammatically correct, but informal. The formal version would be
Choisissez un, s'il vous plaît. Revenez nous voir.
Come back to see us. Breakdown.
Revenez
is the imperative verb, to come back, conjugated in the plural form. It's the command form of the verb, to come back.
Nous
is the direct object pronoun meaning us. This indicates that the action of coming back is directed at the speaker and others.
Voir
is the infinitive verb, to see. It is used in conjunction with the imperative verb.
Revenez
to form a compound verb meaning come back to see. Key concepts. Imperative verbs. These verbs are used to give commands or make requests. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace nouns that are the direct object of a verb. They specify who or what is affected by the action of the verb. Compound verbs. These verbs are formed by combining a main verb with an infinitive verb. They often express a specific action or purpose. Come back and see us.
Reviens. Revenir
is the imperative form of the verb.
Revenir.
To come back. It is the second person singular form, meaning it is addressed to one person.
Nous.
Nous is the object pronoun meaning us.
Voir.
Voir is the infinitive form of the verb.
Voir.
To see. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or make a request. In this case, the speaker is asking the listener to come back and see them.
À la prochaine.
See you next time. The phrase
à la prochaine
is a common French farewell. Let's break it down.
À
means to or at in this context. It's a preposition.
La
is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. It refers to the next time.
Prochaine
means next, in this case. It is a feminine adjective. Together, it literally translates to the next time. So, it's a more formal and polite way of saying, see you next time, in English. It's often used to end a conversation or meeting, and it implies that there will be a future encounter.
Bien seul.
Come alone. The sentence uses the imperative form of the verb venir, to come, which is via. In the singular, it is followed by the adverb seul, alone, indicating that the person should come without anyone else. Via seul. Come alone. This is a simple imperative sentence. Via is the imperative form of the verb venir, to come. It is in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to one person. Seul is an adjective meaning alone, and modifies the subject, you. The exclamation point emphasizes the imperative nature of the sentence. Venez seul. Come alone. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Breakdown. Venez is the imperative form of the verb venir, to come, in the second person plural. It is used to address you, informally, or you all. Seul is an adjective meaning alone. It modifies the pronoun vous, you, which is implied in the imperative form. Key concept. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions. In French, the imperative form of verbs is often used without the subject pronoun, which is understood from the context. Venez seul. Come alone. This sentence is a command, meaning it's telling someone to do something. It uses the imperative form of the verb venir, to come, which is venez. In the informal, vous form, this means the speaker is addressing multiple people, but in a familiar way. The word seul means alone, and is used as an adjective modifying the pronoun vous, you, which is implied, but not stated. Sois gentil. Be kind. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or request. Sois is the second person singular, you, form of the verb être, to be, in the imperative mood. Since it is the imperative mood, it is telling the person to be kind. Gentil is the masculine adjective for kind. This sentence is a common way to tell someone to be nice, polite, or helpful. Venez seul. Come alone. This sentence is a simple imperative phrase, meaning it is a command or request. Venez. Venez is the imperative form of the verb venir. Venir, to come. It is conjugated in the second person plural form, meaning you, plural, but in this context, it is used in a singular command directed at one person. This is common in French. Seul. Seul means alone, and is an adjective modifying the implied subject of the imperative verb. You. Therefore, the sentence means, come alone. Or, you should come alone. Venez seul. Come alone. Breakdown. Venez. Venez is the imperative form of the verb venir, to come. It is in the plural form, suggesting the speaker is addressing multiple people. Venez is the informal version of the imperative, used with people one knows well. Seul. Seul is the feminine plural form of the adjective seul, alone, which modifies the implied subject of the verb venez, the people being addressed. The use of the plural seul suggests that the people being addressed are all female. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Verb conjugation. The verb venir is conjugated in the imperative mood, which requires a specific form depending on the subject pronoun. Adjectives. Adjectives agree in gender, and number with the noun they modify.
Via Searle.
Come alone. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a direct order.
Via
is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come. The imperative form is used for commands.
Searle
means alone. It is an adjective modifying the subject, you, which is implied in the imperative form. This sentence can be understood as a command to come by oneself, and not with others.
Joignez-vous à nous.
Join us. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's giving a command.
Joignez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Joindre,
meaning to join. It's conjugated in the plural, meaning it's addressed to multiple people.
Vous
is the formal you in French.
À
is a preposition meaning to or with.
Nous
is the pronoun us. Therefore, the entire phrase translates to join us.
Via vous.
Come early. This sentence is an imperative, which is a command, or request.
Via
is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, in the second person singular. The imperative form of a verb is used when giving direct commands, or making requests.
Tu
means early.
Venez-vous.
Come early. This sentence is a command in the
tu
form, meaning it is addressed to you, singular, informal.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come. It's in the plural form, but we're using it with the singular
tu.
This is grammatically correct in French when giving a command.
Tu
means early.
Entrez-vous.
Come in. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a direct command.
Entrez-vous
is the imperative form of the verb.
Entrez.
To enter. It's in the singular form, addressed to one person.
Vous
is an adverb that adds emphasis and a sense of urgency to the command. It translates to then or so. The entire sentence is a polite and friendly way to invite someone to enter a space.
Entre.
This means enter. The word
entre
is the imperative form of the verb
entrer,
which means to enter. The imperative is used to give commands, and in this case, it is a simple and direct command to enter.
Via vite.
Come quickly. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Via
is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, in the second person singular, meaning you. Informal.
Vite
is an adverb meaning quickly.
Jouis vite.
Enjoy quickly. This is a very informal and direct command, literally meaning enjoy quickly.
The verb jouis
is the second person singular imperative form of
jouir.
To enjoy, and
vite
is an adverb meaning quickly. It's important to note that this phrase is quite vulgar and should only be used in very casual settings with close friends. It's not appropriate for formal situations or with people you don't know well.
Sois gentil.
Be kind. This phrase is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Sois.
Sois is the imperative form of the verb être. et. To be. It is used in the singular form to address one person. Gentle.
Gentil.
Is an adjective meaning kind or nice. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This is used to give commands or make requests. Verb conjugation. The verb être.
Être.
Is conjugated in the imperative mood to form sois.
Sois.
Venez à moi. Come to me. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Venez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, in the imperative mood. It means, come, and is addressed to multiple people.
À
is a preposition meaning, to, or, at. It is used to indicate the direction of the movement.
Moi
is a personal pronoun meaning, me. It indicates the person to whom the command is directed. So,
venez à moi
literally translates to, come to me.
Venez à nous.
Come to us. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, in the vous form, meaning you, plural or formal singular.
À
means to, and introduces the prepositional phrase indicating the direction of movement.
Nous
is the pronoun meaning us. This sentence means, come to us, or, come over here.
Arrête.
Stop. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Arrête
is the verb, to stop, in the imperative form, second person singular, meaning, you, singular.
Arrête.
Stop. This is a command, meaning, stop it.
The verb,
arrête, is in the imperative form, which is used to give commands or make requests. The imperative form of
arrête
is
arrête
in the singular form and
arrête
in the plural form.
Arrête
is the plural form, so it is used to address more than one person.
Arrête ça.
Stop that. This sentence is a simple imperative command.
Arrête
is the imperative form of the verb.
Arrête
meaning, to stop. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning, you all.
Ça
is a pronoun that stands for, that. It refers to something that the speaker wants the listener to stop doing. Key concepts. Imperative. A verb form that expresses a command, or request. Second person plural. You all, pronoun. A word that replaces a noun, or noun phrase.
Assez.
That's enough. This is a very simple, and common exclamation in French.
Assez
is an adverb meaning, enough.
Détruisez-le.
Destroy it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
The verb détruire,
meaning, to destroy, is in the imperative form, which is used to give a direct command. The s ending indicates that the command is directed at a plural subject. You all, or you, plural. The pronoun, le, refers to a masculine singular noun that was previously mentioned, or understood in context.
Détruis-la.
Destroy it. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Détruis
is the imperative form of the verb.
Détruire
to destroy. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is addressing one person. La is the direct object pronoun, replacing the noun that is being destroyed. In this case, it refers to a feminine noun.
Swajati.
Be kind. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Sois is the second person singular form of the verb.
Et.
To be. It is conjugated in the imperative mood. Gentil is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Jati.
Kind. It modifies the subject implied by the imperative verb, which is you. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands or make requests. Subject pronoun omission. In the imperative mood, the subject pronoun, you, is usually omitted. Adjective agreement. Adjectives in French must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify.
Avons-nous gagné?
Did we win? This is a question in the
passé composé
tense. It uses the auxiliary verb
avoir,
conjugated in the first person plural
avons,
and the past participle of the verb
gagner. Gagner.
The sentence literally translates to, have we won? It is a common way to ask if something has been achieved in the past.
Creuse plus vite.
Dig faster. Breakdown.
Creuse
is the imperative form of the verb
creuser,
which means to dig. In the imperative, we use the singular form of the verb, even when addressing a group of people.
Plus vite
means faster.
Plus
is a word meaning more, but it can be used with adverbs to indicate that something should be done in a greater degree or intensity.
Vite
means fast.
Creuser plus vite.
Dig faster. This sentence is an imperative sentence, which means it's a command.
Creuser
is the second person plural form of the verb
creuser,
which means to dig. It's conjugated in the imperative mood, indicating a command.
Plus
means more or faster in this context.
Vite
means quickly or fast. The sentence literally translates to dig more quickly, but the idiomatic translation is dig faster.
Est-ce que je ronfle?
Do I snore? The sentence is a question in the
présent.
Present tense.
Est-ce que
is a formal way to ask a question. It literally means, is it not? It is used to form a question with any verb in the
présent
tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Ouf
is the
présent
tense conjugation of the verb
oufler,
to snore. The subject pronoun
je
I takes the
je
form of the verb, so
je ouf
means I snore.
Est-ce que je peux?
The sentence asks, do I stink? This is a simple question using the verb
être
to be in the interrogative form.
Est-ce que
: this is the standard way to form a question in French. It literally translates to, is it not, and is followed by the statement you are asking about.
Je
: this is the pronoun for I.
Peux
: this is the third person singular present tense form of the verb
puer,
to stink. It is used here in the context of the question to refer to the subject, I. The sentence uses the interrogative construction,
ask,
to form a question, and the verb,
be,
is conjugated in the third person singular present tense to agree with the subject, I.
Les hommes pleurent-ils?
Do men cry? This sentence is a question formed with the
aversion
of the subject and verb. In this case, the subject is
les hommes,
which means the men, and the verb is
pleur,
which means cry. The question mark at the end of the sentence indicates it is a question.
Te tracasse pas.
Don't worry. Breakdown. Te is the informal second person singular object pronoun, meaning you.
Tracasse
is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
tracasser,
which means to worry or to bother.
Pas
is the negative adverb, meaning not. The sentence structure. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which expresses a command or request. The negative form is created by placing
pas
after the verb. The informal pronoun
te
is used to emphasize the direct address to the listener. Overall meaning. The phrase te tracasse pas is a casual way of telling someone not to worry. It's a friendly and reassuring statement.
Vous tracassez pas.
Don't worry. This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
tracasser,
which is the second person plural form, you all, of the verb
tracasser.
This verb is in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or instruction. The negative is formed using
pas
after the verb. The full sentence literally means, you all worry not, but in English, we would simply say, don't worry.
Ne te tracasse pas.
Don't worry. This is an informal sentence, meaning it's appropriate for casual conversation. Let's break it down.
Ni.
Ne is the negative particle, meaning not.
Ti.
Te is the object pronoun meaning you, in the informal form, referring to a single person.
Tracasse.
Tracasse is the verb to worry, in the imperative form, meaning worry.
Pas.
Pas is a negative particle used to negate the verb, meaning not. So, putting it all together, ni te tracasse pas means don't worry.
Ne vous tracassez pas.
Don't worry. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
tracasser,
which means to worry.
Ne
is a negation, making the sentence a negative imperative. The phrase
vous
is a polite form of you, which is often used when addressing someone you don't know well. The full breakdown is
ne
colon do not
vous
colon you polite
tracasser
colon worry imperative
pas
colon not.
Soyez gentil.
Be kind. This sentence is a command in the imperative form.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, it is conjugated in the second person plural, which means it is addressing a group of people.
Gentil
is an adjective meaning kind, and in this case, it is functioning as a predicate adjective. This means that it modifies the subject, which is implied as you. The exclamation point at the end signifies that this is an emphatic command, or a plea. Ne saute pas. Don't jump. This sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it is a command to not do something. It is made up of ni, ne, colon. This is the negative particle in French, always used before a verb in a negative sentence. It translates to not, saute, sort, colon. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb saute, which means to jump. Pas, pas, colon. This is the negative adverb in French. It is used after the verb in a negative sentence to emphasize the negation. It translates to not. Therefore, the complete sentence translates to don't jump. Ne sautez pas. Don't jump. Breakdown. Ni, pas is a negative construction in French. This is used to negate the verb. Sauter is the second person plural form of the verb sauter. To jump. This form is used when addressing multiple people. Key concept. In French, negations are formed using ne before the verb and pas after the verb. This is different from English, where we simply add not before the verb. Ne regardez pas. Don't look. This is a negative imperative sentence in French. Breakdown. Ne. This is the negative particle in French, equivalent to not in English. Regardez. This is the second person plural form of the verb. Regardez. To look, in the present tense. Pas. This is a negative adverb that reinforces the negative meaning. Key concepts. Negative imperative. This sentence is an imperative command with a negative meaning. Ne pas. Construction. This is a common way to form negatives in French. Verb conjugation. The verb regarder is conjugated in the present tense, second person plural form. This form is used to address multiple people. Ne bouge pas. Don't move. Ne is the negative particle, used to negate the verb bouge. Bouge is the verb to move in the imperative mood, telling someone to move. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Pas means not, further emphasizing the negative command. So, the sentence literally translates to not move, and implies a strong prohibition against movement. Ne bougez pas. Don't move. This is an imperative sentence. Ni. Ne is the negative particle. It is used before the verb to make the sentence negative. Bougez. Bougez is the second person plural form of the verb bouger. Bougez, which means to move. Pas. Pas is the negation particle, meaning not in this context. It is used after the verb in negative imperatives. Ni bougez pas. Ne bougez pas literally translates to do not move, and is a command to stay still. Ne bougez pas. Don't move. This sentence is a negative imperative. Ne is the negative particle used before verbs in the imperative mood. Bougez is the second person plural, you all, form of the verb. Bouger. To move, in the imperative mood. Pas is the negative adverb meaning not. The literal translation is do not move. Ne bouge pas. Don't move. This sentence uses the
impératif.
imperative, mood in French, which is used to give commands or instructions.
The impératif
form of the verb
bouger
to move is
bouge.
The
du
you form
the
ne is a negation particle, meaning not. So, the entire sentence translates to don't move.
N'insiste pas.
Don't insist. This sentence is a negative imperative.
N.
N. Is the negative particle, meaning not.
Insiste.
Is the verb insister in the imperative form, meaning insist.
Pas.
Is the negative adverb, meaning not. So the sentence literally translates to do not insist, which is then shortened to don't insist.
N'insistez pas.
Don't insist. This is an imperative sentence. The verb
insister
is the formal second person plural form of the verb
insister.
To insist, it is negated by the negative particle
ne,
which comes before the verb, and
pas,
which comes after the verb. The sentence is a command, meaning it is telling someone, or a group of people, to stop insisting.
Ne poussez pas.
Don't push. This is a negative imperative sentence. Ne is the negative particle in French, used to make the verb negative. Pousser is the second person plural imperative form of the verb.
Pousser.
To push. Pas is an adverb that means not. It is used with the negative particle to negate the verb.
Soyez gentil.
Be kind. The sentence is an imperative statement, which means it is a command or request. Soyez is the
vous
form of the verb
être.
To be in the imperative mood. It is used to address a group of people or someone you are being polite to. Gentil is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Gentil.
Kind. Breakdown.
Soyez.
Equals be imperative.
Vous.
Form.
Gentil.
Equals kind, feminine singular adjective.
Ne pousse pas.
Don't push. This sentence is in the negative imperative, which is used to tell someone not to do something. Ne is the negative particle, which is always used with the imperative. Pas is the verb, to push, in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or orders. In this case, it is the second person singular form, meaning it is addressing one person. Pas is a negative adverb, which means not. So the sentence is literally saying, not push.
Ne laisse pas tomber.
Don't give up. This sentence uses the
impératif négatif,
negative imperative, form of the verb
laisser.
To let, to leave.
Ne
is the negative particle, and
laisse
is the imperative form of
laisser.
Pas is the negative adverb, and
tomber
is the infinitive of the verb
tomber,
to fall. The literal translation is do not let fall, but the idiomatic translation is don't give up.
Ne te précipite pas.
Don't rush. This sentence uses the negative imperative form of the verb
précipiter,
to rush. Ne is the negative particle used before verbs in the imperative. T is the object pronoun meaning you, and is used directly before the verb in the imperative. Précipite is the imperative form of the verb
précipiter.
conjugated in the second person singular, passes the negative adverb meaning not. So, the sentence literally means don't rush yourself.
Ne vous précipitez pas.
Don't rush. Breakdown. Ne. This is the negative particle in French, equivalent to not in English.
Vous.
This is the formal you in French, used to address someone with respect.
Précipitez.
This is the present tense, second person plural form of the verb.
Précipitez.
Meaning, to rush, or, to hurry.
Pas.
This is the negative adverb in French, meaning, not, or, no. Key concepts. Formal address, the use of
vous,
indicates a formal level of address, as opposed to the informal
tu.
Negative construction. The negative construction in French uses the negative particle
ne
before the verb, and the negative adverb
pas
after the verb. Present tense, the verb
précipiter
is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now.
Du calme.
The phrase, du calme, means, calm down.
Du
is a contraction of de le, meaning of the, but is used here in a more idiomatic sense, referring to a general state of calm.
Calm
is an adjective meaning calm. The phrase is a common way to tell someone to relax or to stop being agitated. It is used in a variety of situations, from informal conversations to more formal settings.
Tranquille.
This is a simple, informal expression meaning chill or relaxed.
Tranquille
is an adjective meaning calm or peaceful, and is commonly used in this informal context to express a feeling of relaxation.
Ne chante pas.
Don't sing. This is a negative imperative sentence. Ne is the negative particle, indicating that the action should not be performed. Chant is the verb.
Chanter.
To sing, in the present tense, imperative mood, second person singular, passes the negative adverb, used to negate the verb. The sentence is essentially saying, do not sing. It is an order to stop singing, directed at one person.
Ne chantez pas.
Don't sing. This sentence is a negative imperative in the
vous
form, meaning you, plural, or formal singular.
Ne
colon, this is the negative particle, used to negate a verb.
Chantez
colon, this is the second person plural, or formal singular, present tense conjugation of the verb.
Chanter.
Meaning, to sing.
Pas.
Colon, this is an adverb that strengthens the negation. It literally means, not, but it is often used in conjunction with
ne,
to emphasize the negative. So, the full meaning of the sentence is, do not sing.
Ne vous arrêtez pas.
Don't stop. This is a negative imperative sentence, meaning it is a command to not do something.
Ni.
Ne. Is the negative particle used in French to negate a verb.
Vous.
Vous. Is the formal second person plural pronoun, meaning you, plural.
Arrêtez.
Arrêtez. Is the second person plural form of the verb.
Arrêtez.
To stop. It is conjugated in the imperative mood to give the command.
Pas.
Pas. Is the negative adverb, meaning, not. So the full sentence means, do not stop, you all.
Ne parle pas.
Don't speak. This is a very simple imperative sentence in the negative form. Ne is the negative particle. It is always used with the imperative form of verbs to create a negative command. Parle is the second person singular imperative form of the verb. Parler.
To speak.
This form is used to tell someone to do something. Par is the negative adverb. It is used to make the verb negative. So the sentence literally means, do not speak.
Soyez gentil.
Please be kind. This sentence is a command, or imperative in the
vous
form, which is the formal way of saying, you, in French.
Soyez
is the conjugated form of the verb
être,
to be, in the imperative mood.
Gentil
is the masculine plural adjective meaning, kind. So the sentence translates to, please be kind, or, be kind, please.
Ne parlez pas.
Don't speak. This sentence uses the negative imperative form in French. The imperative form is used to give commands, and the negative imperative adds the word ne before the verb
ne.
This is the negative particle in French, used to make the sentence negative.
Parlez.
This is the second person plural, you all, imperative form of the verb.
Parlez.
To speak.
Par.
This is the negative adverb, used to complete the negative construction. The sentence translates literally as, don't speak! Exclamation.